Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
62. Skidoo.
The 6-2 skadoosh.
So we're back. From Kung Fu Panda?
Kung Fu Panda.
I think so. Right. Yeah. Skadoosh. So we are back after two week hiatus. The hiatus on my end, unfortunately, came from July 4th traffic.
Yeah.
Which was terrible. And then this weekend, like, luckily, neither of us had to cross the I-90 bridge.
Yeah, or that would have been a 10-mile backup.
Jesus. Yeah, terrible. And then last week, of course, we were just too busy.
Yes.
So, but busy doing interesting things.
Very interesting.
He said with a finger wag. Humans and households.
Yeah.
Is damn near done. It is, I saw two things today while we were recording commentary that I want to go fix. Eh, whatever. And then we've got ADR to deliver. We have external ADR coming in from Joanna Gaskell, as well as music from Steve Wolbrecht. But that's like it. We are at the raggedy edge of being complete.
Nice.
So
very excited.
Yeah, the very last piece before we lock the DVD cut will be artwork that is coming in from a friend of mine for the cover, which I really can't wait to share with you guys. But I think you'll like it. Scott's seen it. I think he liked it.
I did.
Yeah.
Still do.
Good.
I did then, and good. I do now.
You did. You did. You do. Skidoo. 62. You did. You do. Oh boy.
Yep.
Yeah. So it has been very busy.
Yeah.
You've been busy as well.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
I've been working on a film called Depth for Imagos Films and Frictional Games.
Okay.
It's tied in with the release of their new video game, Soma. Which is highly anticipated, apparently, out there in the blogosphere. There are all sorts of bulletin boards, or whatever they call them now, where people... Forums, that's the word forums, I'm looking for, yes. Forums.
That was adorable.
And we're shooting at the nuclear reservation that I forgot was in Washington.
Yeah.
Satsop.
Yeah, Satsop.
Which is in Elma.
Correct.
That
is very close to where Kyle Robinson and Blue got married. To the point where you could actually see the tower from where they got. Yeah. It's a beautiful area.
Yes. I led my team, well, part of my team, thanks to two people who weren't able to be there, Brian Lewis, Wonder Russell. I'm going to have to do this again, as much as I don't want to. But we climbed to the top of a 500-foot tall cooling tower.
Nice.
With the external stairs, because that's all there is, are external stairs on the face of this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So it should be made clear. If you can go look up the Elma facility in Elma, Washington. Mm-hmm. It'll take you to a link. It'll take you to all of this in a link. But the cooling tower... the core was never activated.
Nope.
This has never been used as a functional nuclear power plant, but it was built in the
77.
And so it sits.
Yep. Part of it is incomplete. One of the secondary towers still has miles of rebar above it.
Right, right.
But ATF comes out there, military. They rent out a lot of the office space that's not behind 9-foot thick concrete bunker walls meant to withstand a nuclear blast.
I bet some rent the office space that is behind that as
well. Yeah, there's an audio experimentation that owns like half of the bottom of one of the facilities. We're getting to go around in some really cool places.
That's really cool.
there's a $6 million diorama, seventh scale of the entire facility.
In the facility.
On wheels. Neat. So that you can move it around. So it's, I mean, it's down to the air ducting.
Wow.
And labeled and blue translucent plexi for various areas. It is amazing.
That's really
and
cool.
Impressive. But I can't show pictures. I can't talk a lot about it because
right.
it's very hush hush. But
right.
it's the folks that you will know. Brian Lewis is in this mm-hmm. As well. Trin Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
You mentioned Wonder Russell.
Wonder Russell. One of my acting class students, Mariah Zook.
Oh, yes.
Moses Olson, mm-hmm. who is a wonderful screenwriter, producer, director mm-hmm. up here in the Bellevue area with Arc Media.
Right.
Adrian DiGiovanni,
mm-hmm.
who is from the Imagos previous feature film. I can never remember. I will remember Monumental Growth. No, that's not it. Motivational Growth.
Motivational, okay.
So Wonder, Brian, Mariah. Oh, Josh Truax.
Mm-hmm.
So there's six of us that are, quote, on my team, and I'm kind right. of the head of them. And then Trin and Josh are sort of their own byproduct. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
We've run into some hiccups like you do on
right.
sets, but the whole I-90 thing on Friday before it got closed,
right?
There was either travel trailer or motorhome that caught fire at
right.
a rest area
yes.
and then set up a brush fire.
Yes.
And all of our stuff got held up on the other side of that.
Oof.
And so we had to not shoot on Friday, which was, you know, poop. I mean, they shot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the stuff that I was directly involved in shooting
didn't get done. Right.
So, but it's been, it's going to be an excellent project. And as we get move further along, I will let everyone know.
Yes, please do.
And I think it will be released in conjunction, at a bare minimum, it's going to be released in conjunction with the game, which I believe is going to be Steam powered.
Okay, wonderful.
Excellent. So,
that's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I am as well.
Yeah. So, what else has been going on? I loaned some equipment to...
And before I forget, keep going. I have to do something before I forget.
All right. I loaned some equipment to Ben Andrews and Ben Rapson for Ben Dobbins' project that he's filming this weekend. We were originally supposed to, I believe Dominic Barbaro was originally supposed to be on it, but he got hijacked by Brady Hall.
Oh, I love Brady.
Brady's doing a music video with Anna Giles and Mike Jones. They came back because they're in LA now.
Yeah.
But they came back. You'll know Brady Hall was Scrapper.
Yep.
He wrote and directed, I believe, Scrapper. Mm-hmm. And he has a band called Afreda.
Yep.
That they're doing a music video for. They got to set some stuff on fire, so that's pretty cool. Very excited for Anna and Mike mm-hmm. screaming at each other in a fire. But I'd be excited even if it wasn't for a video.
Yeah,
that's just great, right there.
Yeah, just
wonderful.
Screaming in a fire.
So you know that's. But the other project, I'm not going to talk too much about it because I don't know what I can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be in 4K, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm excited to shoot more stuff in 4K.
Yeah.
Editing's a pain in the dick. Even for women.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pain directly in the dick.
Yeah.
The editing dick.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Not the literal.
The old edict.
Edict.
Wait. No.
No.
It is... It's very, very, very computy intensive to edit in 4K, as I'm discovering with Humans and Households, which we just upscaled
mm-hmm.
To 4K. And then we've also got Dark Dungeons was output in 4K as well. So, but now we're talking native 4K. Very, very...
And is Dark Dungeons going to be is that Gen Con release?
Yes. Yeah, so Gen Con this year, we will have a DVD for Humans and Households and Natural One. It'll be a combo DVD.
Yep.
We will also, I believe, have DVDs for Dark Dungeons.
Sweet.
And we will have premieres for Humans and Households, Natural One, and Dark Dungeons. So nice. We are well represented. And you are in all three of those in some capacity.
That is true.
So
I am.
Yeah. I am producer in two. Well, I'm a producer in all three, and then I'm actually in one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. It's awesome.
And I found out they used a lot more of my stuff than I thought they were going to.
Sweet.
They might have cranked that end bit a little bit that we were just doing for fun. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But we've got, I think, Trin Miller, Connor Marks, and I will be there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about the rest of the Zoe representation, but...
Christian and Nathan
will be there because we will be doing Gamers Live, it sounds like.
Yes.
Or something similar to Gamers. A live
Gamers thing.
Yeah.
So. And then Nathan and Christian are shooting for Dork Tower.
Yes.
Knights
of the Dinner Table. Dork Tower would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely stop by if you're going to be in Gen Con.
Yes, and that goes to answering... Hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Paula's question from a week or so ago. That's who's going from the DG Zoe. Oh, however, Chris Odie.
Yes. And
who are driving over?
I don't know who's
going. Ben?
I don't know.
Someone's driving with
I don't know
Chris.
If Ben's going. He may not.
Sorry, Rapson.
Oh, Rapson? Possibly.
I think that's who I saw talking about it. But anyway, Chris Odie will be there, and Stevie Wolbrecht.
Yes, so definitely come see Chris. He is a laugh riot.
Yes.
And as far as Ben Rapson's kind of funny. Do you know the history I have with Ben Rapson?
I do not.
Okay, so Ben Rapson was he producer or production manager for Dark Dungeons? I think he was...
Producer-ish.
Yeah.
He and JR.
Yeah, he and JR were producers. And then I think he was also AD or something like that.
Yeah.
On set. So he's got... I mean, he's done work with Zoe. Prior to that, my girlfriend Aaron, works with a lot of burlesque dancers. And Amber Rapson, his wife, and Aaron worked together for one of Aaron's fashion shows, and Aaron has done burlesque work for her.
Oh.
So it's really pretty funny, and it all tied together on a completely separate thread.
Yeah.
They weren't entangled at all. It just so happened to be what it was. So yeah.
Small world.
Way small. Very
too small.
So come stop by, see us at Gen Con. We won't be seeing Scott Brown there.
No.
But,
news flash.
Oh, he's flashing.
Yeah, since we're not vodcasting,
guess that's more
I'm
of a news
flashing.
It's more of a news flop.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, flopping yeah. a Twitch. News flopping flop a Twitch.
And by flop, you mean flop. Not flop.
Not really.
Oh, okay. I will be at SpoCon for one night only. Opening night, Friday night of the SpoCon.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. One night only. Scott C. Brown at SpoCon. SpoCon. SpoCon.
Wow. Could we just... I need to send that in to somebody. And I was supposed to, with Brad Steiner, mm-hmm. record a commercial that was going to air. And I would have been in the commercial, but because I'm so busy, I was not able to get down to see Brad, who's in Salem, where my dad is.
Womp, womp.
And my dad was gone through most of the time that it would have been. So, yeah, it was ill-fated. But anyway, I will be at SpoCon. They are being, I'm not going to talk about the deal, but they are being exceedingly generous. I have one day off through the Middletown tech rehearsal process. Mm-hmm. And they are getting me out on Friday morning. They are getting me back on Saturday morning. I have a place to crash. And
nice.
I'll be doing the opening ceremonies, the opening, quote, late night show bit the Marmot Club live or something.
Yeah, we're missing the we're missing the Who's Line.
Yes, show. Whose Blood Is,
Whose Blood Is It Anyway? That's very sad. I love that.
And I'm missing the Geek Gong Show.
Oh,
or is that the Gong?
Yeah, the Gong Show.
The Gong Show. And John is not going to be there either because he's up for any awards.
Against Monty Cook, I believe.
Yeah. Well, we know how that's gonna go. We will be having the scotch competition.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 scotches in so far.
Wow.
I don't know if Timmy's cut it off, but we are upping the entry fee just for those who are listening. It was $5 to get into the room and have the experience. Now it will be 10. And remember, we're raising money for kids and books.
Yes.
So we're not keeping this.
I don't know
this.
What books
we're
are going to do with the money, kids. But...
I don't either. But the kids are sure going to be filled up.
The kids
they
get the
They will not
scotch.
Be hungry anymore.
The kids get the scotch.
Yeah. We get
the leftover.
Books get the money, kids get the scotch.
That's a valid plan.
It works out well. They're happy.
Indeed. In other con news, Aaron, who I mentioned just a moment ago.
Yes.
Is one of the 30 finalists that actually gets to go to the Her Universe Fashion Showcase at San Diego Comic-Con. So she's leaving Tuesday morning at, this is a technical term, butt-ass o'clock.
Yes.
So we have to have her at the airport.
Not butt-ass 30?
Not butt-ass 30.
Oh, okay.
5:45 in the a.m. is when she has to be there. So she will be competing with, out of 130 to 150 entrants, it's whittled down to just under 30, and she'll be competing with those. I believe Thursday, but check the schedule. And you will also potentially find her and many of our friends at the Geek and Sundry Lounge, where Espionage Cosmetics will be sort of hosting the lounge, or they'll be in the lounge. I'm not sure to what capacity, but you know, go see go see Jamie Cordero, go see Curtis Chandler, go see all the folks from Espionage. I think Red's going to be there. Mm-hmm. I think
Kayla
might be there. I believe so. They've been going crazy.
Yeah.
They've been everywhere. So go check it out. Hang out with Ann Wheaton and Felicia Day and folks like that at the Geek and Sundry Lounge near San Diego Comic-Con. It's not on the con. It's not on the con property. It's near the con. So go check that out.
Yeah. Find it. I'm sure it's in the program somewhere.
It's going to be hot.
So. Yeah.
So go get some air conditioning and some glitter.
Speaking of hot.
And glitter.
Fuck, I am glad that it's cooled off around here.
Oh, mother. Yes, it is. Today's great.
Yeah.
Today's great. Though your computer was on in your room the whole time you were gone filming, and it's a little humid, so the upstairs is a little warm.
Yeah.
But outside, primo.
And outside, this is what I've been dealing with in Aberdeen.
That's nice.
The last 8 days.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, it was... I packed nothing but shorts,
yeah,
t-shirts, mm-hmm, tank tops.
Yeah.
Socks and underwear. But that was it. Because I was looking at my lovely Bing weather app telling me 88 and 96 degrees in Elma and Aberdeen.
Uh-huh.
Hotter than Seattle and Tacoma were supposed to be.
Right.
And I needed hoodies, jackets, long pants...
Nice.
None of it, but so, that's okay because I'd rather be cold. Oh, and inside Satsop,
mm-hmm,
three stories underground
probably
in a
cool
concrete bunker.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I bet you can sleep really well down there.
Oh, I can sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But running around and shooting
right,
and doing,
nice,
it's like, I'm not sweating profusely.
Well, I'm not sweating as profusely as I could be.
Correct.
I mean, you know our own.
Yeah.
Though you're looking kind of svelte.
Thank you. Can I talk about that?
I think you can talk about
that. I really wish we were on the video now.
Well,
but,
shit happens. We'll fix it.
As inspired by Andy, because you are less of a man. Less of a human being.
Okay.
Sorry, not less of a man.
This isn't getting any better, Scott.
You are.
I have
there
less volume.
There is less of you to love.
There is less of...
No, doesn't sound good, however I put it.
All right.
You go.
Yeah, I've lost about 40 pounds since starting a fairly strict, but I'm not gonna make myself feel guilty and jump off or on the wagon, off the wagon. Yeah, I'm not gonna jump off the wagon when I like, oh shit, I had a piece of bread. Well, fuck this diet. No, I'm just trying to be cool about it and just eat a very small amount during the week and stuff like that. And it's been working. Now, I didn't have the schedule you had to adhere to.
No.
Which
was somewhat put on myself, mm-hmm. but also because I was like, yeah, I want to get healthy too. So right. Moses Olsen, who's on the show, is a former MMA boxer.
Right.
And his wife's a nutritionist. And I was like, we're going to do this thing. And there's some psychological stuff that's going on within the film. And I'm 270 plus right now. And I'm supposed to be a guy who's been 11 months eating protein and kelp,
mm-hmm.
for all intents and purposes. And a girdle's not going to really help.
Right.
So I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And the director was like, don't. I have everyone else doing stupid, insane. I mean, Josh Truex has been working on this character for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. And Trin has been working on her character for about the same amount of time.
Right.
And they are very committed to this. And I was like, I'm going to do this. So we put me on the Velocity diet, which mm-hmm. is what bodybuilders do when they're getting ready to go show. It's protein shakes. That's it. Protein, flaxseed, fiber, and superfood. And I think superfood is the key ingredient, which is juiced and dehydrated 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables per scoop,
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I think that's really making the difference of keeping my energy up and mm-hmm. all that. But a shake every 3.5 hours a day mm-hmm. is kicked in my metabolism, kept me feeling full, water in between, peeing clear. It's amazing.
Did this turn into an infomercial? I think
it did a little bit.
A little bit.
But I'm not buying their product,
okay.
because their product was $550 to go through their program, and I bought everything, not even through Amazon,
mm-hmm.
for right around $100.
Wow, not bad.
And that was a month's worth of food budget.
Wow.
Which is the other awesome thing. It's like, boom, I'm not going out for fast food. I'm not doing anything. I get one healthy, solid meal per week,
mm-hmm.
and I'm down to 245. I am the wow. tiniest I have ever been on film.
Wow.
Very cool. Including from dorkness on.
Right.
I've always been heavier than 250.
Wow.
On film.
Good job.
So, yeah. And I think that this has worked out so well that I'm going to continue with a shake lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I will have a healthy, solid meal.
Mm-hmm.
But I will have, you know, a whole chicken breast and salad
mm-hmm.
for dinner.
Yeah, right.
And the rest of the time, this is super easy, convenient. I can mix them up. I can take them on a shoot. I can take them on a commercial. I need an instant boost, down a shake, and I'm really happy. And I've done the shake thing before, and I've mm-hmm. not been happy.
Right.
And this is something I think that it's not a diet anymore.
Right.
It's just I can change into a lifestyle like you're doing.
Yeah. Well, that's what a diet really is. Diet is the food you eat in your lifestyle, but the word has become perverted.
Yeah, so, into this short-term term, change right. in eating.
Right. So, good on you.
And you.
Well,
and
thank
I mean,
you.
And you're looking really good.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
I missed you after more than 8 days.
Yeah.
So
no joke.
Part of it was, you know.
Right.
You're just dreamy.
Little bro love.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's
you
awesome.
Too.
Should we get to some questions, or do we have
we
any
should.
More? Because I like you guys know what I've been doing. It's
and I've been. I mean, we've been talking about the same things for
yep.
weeks. We're just doing them now.
We're just doing them now. Exactly. So
yeah. Yes, we do have questions. We're going
good.
Back a ways, but our good friend Dennis Nickel, who has caught up.
Yep, he has
on
caught
everything,
up and was very saddened to not have new ones. A new podcast.
See, and that's the thing.
Sorry,
buddy. You binged on the Bards.
Yeah.
And now, now you got to
crap
meet
them
our
out.
Schedule.
Wait.
So, Dennis says, or asks, assuming an 8 for the, quote, average person, what are your guys' RPG stats? Strength, con, dex, whiz, int, and ka.
Strength, I'd probably be 10 or so. Constitution, maybe a 6. Dexterity, can we go negative? Wisdom, see dexterity. That's my good stat. Mm-hmm. I'd say my int is, you know, in the 12, 13 range. Charisma, I don't know. You guys tell me. 8. We'll go with 8 on charisma. Maybe 9.
So 8's average. So if I do a 10, I've got to have a 6. Correct. Because if I have 8,
I don't worry about it. Because this is real. Like, you're applying this to real life. So if you're really good at a bunch of stuff, you can. You know, you can just be good at it.
So I don't have to have the math work out in the end. No.
But dex is definitely my dump stat.
So I'm going to say strength is probably at 6 right now, especially. because I've had to do a few things lately that my legs and arms are still hurting.
Oof.
Got to get that lactic acid out. Constitution, I would have to say I'm up to a 10 or a 12 on that.
Good job.
I'm getting to a point where I'm pretty solid. Dexterity, 4. Wisdom, I think that's higher for me. I think that's or a 10. Intelligence is down at the 6 or the 4, I think, somewhere in there. And my charisma, I'm going to go. You tell us what our charisma scores
are. Yeah, you can't really rate your own.
No.
You can't rate your own.
You really shouldn't rate any of these on your own, but charisma is the worst to rate on your own. I'm super cool.
I'm one by, hey, man, if I say I've got a 10 charisma, I immediately only have a 6. So.
Or if I say 10, I really mean 14.
Yeah, right.
So we'll leave that to you guys.
Maybe, yeah. What's
maybe
our charisma?
We'll start posting questions to you. Paula writes in a while ago, when gaming, Paula Moran, that is, you should all know because she writes a question every week. Thank you. When gaming, what are some of the most epic derailments you've ever had? Something that was just so funny or awful that everyone was laughing too hard to continue.
A derailment will get you stabbed at my table.
Yeah, we don't have those derailments, although I do have a wonderful piece of role-playing that happened.
Do tell.
So, Dawn Early was running us. This was right after we got done shooting Dorkness.
Okay.
We had 2 different campaigns shortly after that a number of us were involved with.
Okay.
And one was an Eberron campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian was in it, myself, Stevie Wolbrecht, Dave Wolbrecht for a while. I think Nathan was, and Ben may have been. And we were on an airship, and the party kind of got lost, and my character was off looking for something, and sort of became part of the secondary story. And something happened to the ship, and it was going down. It got lightning bolted or fireballed or dragon shat on or something.
Well, yeah.
And so everyone was clearing out to go to the escape pod or whatever plan they had to get off.
Right.
And Christian was playing a construct.
Okay.
And Nathan was playing. I can't remember. To be honest, I just know that I am knocked out because where I was, a book came down when the whole ship moved and knocked my ass out. And Don passed me a piece of paper to tell me that I was knocked out. And so I am not playing along with any of the mass exodus plan.
I like how even in games, books are your natural enemy.
Yes. And the only one to pick up on it right before everyone gets off the ship is Christian. And he's like, just looks at me across the table, and I just nod. And he's like, hands Don a piece of paper that says he's going back for me. So nobody else knows what's going on. Don describes, You all get off and then notice that two members of your party aren't there. Right as Christian reaches my character, the ship implodes into the ground.
Oh, boy.
Now, Christian was the construct or high enough that he tumbled through and was severely injured.
Right.
But was going to pull through. I, on the other hand...
You were a potato.
Was...
Yeah.
And this might have been the third day of the campaign.
Oh, boy.
And I was ready to accept my fate. I understand how everything works. But it was such an epic company of people that Dawn figured out a way...
To resurrect you?
To resurrect me.
Oh, nice.
And so we got to continue. And there were penalties that ended up being super cool because it was sort of, okay, no one knows this, but you're Dragonborn. And he actually wanted to work that stuff in.
Nice.
And took that opportunity to... So, yeah, it was a pretty epic moment for me because I thought, I am toast.
Nice.
And it turned out that I got an improvement.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And the most recent... Oh, before we get to the last question, I want to do a couple shout-outs. Thank you, Gordon Duke, for the poutine recipes
Woo-hoo!
That you posted. Those, I think one of these days...
Poutine off.
We should have a poutine off.
Yeah.
That's... I'm making an executive decision as part of the new AFK drinks...
Yes.
Night.
Yes.
We should have a two-bard sponsored poutine competition for others to bring you and I...
Poutine
to judge.
To judge. Yes. I like this. This is a good idea.
This is a great idea.
Let's do this.
Yes. So, Gordon, bring any or all of those. As many submissions as people want to bring, so long as they're still warm.
Yum.
Because cold poutine is not
good. No, poutine. No. It's sort of a binary thing.
Yeah.
Poutine is either the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Want to give a shout out to Thomas Brophy. You might remember him as an early contributor to the Two Bards Question Pantheon. Indeed. But has been silent as of late because the boy's doing some things.
Good.
Including he will be working with Viggo Mortensen on Tuesday for the feature film that Viggo's shooting here. Viggo gets to have a coronary.
Nice.
Air quotes. In Tom's grocery store.
Nice.
And he actually gets screen time with Viggo.
That is awesome.
And have a little thing.
Didn't Trin post something about kissing Viggo Mortensen?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was not on set for depth because...
She was busy... Locking lips with the Viggo.
Making out with the Viggo.
Viggo.
So, good on that. And Christian Doyle is in Harlequin Productions' Rock and Roll 12th Night, which Brian and I saw because we got off set early and were able to the one night... As we're coming through, decided, hey, let's just stop in Olympia and watch it. Great production, and they got extended, so you have another 3 days, I think, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to see it. Highly recommend it.
Now, that's why Christian was not here today
correct,
to record.
Because they get a matinee.
Right, so he's going to be here on Tuesday, and maybe we can finagle someone else and do a little commentary that day, too.
Sweet. That'd be
really cool.
That would be awesome.
And I'll have the car because Aaron will be in San Diego.
There you go.
Yes.
So the last question on the docket is from Paula Moran. What genre do you prefer to perform in?
Comedy. Hands down. I prefer comedy. Improv more so than anything, but definitely. I know this question is going to be deeper for you, so I'm just getting my stuff out of the way because this is going to be, I'm going to have a seat. And have some tea, and I'm going to sip it with pretentiousness while watching.
Will you slurp it, though, while I'm talking?
You're talking about the tea, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, I definitely prefer comedy. I've tried the drama thing before. I'm not the best performer, so you can cover a lot in comedy. As long as your timing's okay, you're fine. But Yeah. I always want to make a joke, too, especially during dramatic scenes. So that makes it really tough.
Yeah.
Really tough.
I am a fan of the comedy. How's the tea, Andy?
It tastes like spit.
Okay. And I do love the improv. I really enjoy that and get a lot of satisfaction out of it. From a performing standpoint, I really like character work in dramatic pieces.
Yeah.
You can have character work in comedies. It is true. Anything that you're doing should be somewhat deep and researched and yada yada blah blah blah. Except in improv, because that's you.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you're the performer. No, you're not bringing Neil Simon's words to life in an improv unless you're doing
improv
on Neil Simon stuff. But I have a special fondness for more dramatic things. And in this movie that we're doing now, it was sort of on one level. Mm-hmm. As Don Thacker, our director, has said, at the very least, we're going to deliver the script I wrote.
Right.
And I know how to shoot that. And I know what I'm going to get. At the very least, that is the product we're going to have. Mm-hmm. At the very best, we're going to have a 50-50 collaboration between him directing and us creating.
Right.
And there has been a lot of really awesome work that we have done in that regard that has made things way more, deep. And connective. And, mm-hmm. and it's been a really interesting process because, unlike in Dorkness or
right.
Hands of Fate or Journey Quest, I have a much larger role to play.
Right.
It's not a main role, but it's a much larger role and a more pivotal character in that it's a leadership role.
Right.
And so that's been very interesting to do and to see how that's actually affected me as a person and what I'm able to take away from that. So for those reasons, I like things that are more dramatic than comedic if I have my druthers.
Gotcha. Well, I don't think you get your druthers.
I don't. It's not in my contract.
I get mine at the local market. Every Saturday morning, I'm out with a bag, collecting some druthers. Smooth druthers.
Mm. Is that where you get your Dapper Dan? Just watch that again.
Yeah. You know what I watched again recently? Because we're going to go off topic here. Came home last night. Aaron was watching Pumpkin. You ever seen that?
That's a horror film, right?
No, that's Pumpkinhead.
Oh.
Pumpkin, that's the guy in the basket. Pumpkin is a Christina Ricci film from early 2000s. And it's her as a socialite, sort of sorority girl who befriends a mentally and physically challenged kid named Pumpkin. Pumpkin Romanoff. In my heart, I'd like to think that his sister's Black Widow. It'll all get taken care of. Basically through their interaction, he sort of gets better in some ways. It is a ridiculous movie, though. It's serious, and at times it's ridiculous. I mean ridiculous, over the top, insane, ridiculous. Very, very strange film, and I haven't seen it. Melissa McCarthy's in it, which was shocking.
Okay.
Yeah, she's very young, Melissa McCarthy. Amy Adams is in it, which
wow,
very strange because I thought she was younger than I am. She's 2 years older than me. I was shocked. Yeah, so cool movie, interesting movie. But it was cool to see it again. Haven't really watched much else interesting. I started watching Comedy Bang Bang, which is a Comedy Central show. And if you are stoned, this is the show for you. This show is so. Last night Weird Al was on, and he is big right now.
Yes.
On account of the song a day thing,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is over on Tuesday.
I think that's right.
Today's was a Pixies cover, which is awesome. Lame Claim to Fame or something like that.
So,
very good one. But anyway, yeah, Comedy Bang Bang
It's on Netflix now, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, I watched some of it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Scott Aukerman and Reggie Watts.
Yep.
And Reggie Watts is a comedian, plays, you know, guitar, and very strange things. And a lot of actors from TV shows in the 90s that I loved.
Yeah.
Like David Cross was on it, you know, from Mr. Show with Bob and David. I think Bob Odenkirk's been on it as well. Adam Scott was on it, which was kind of cool. But Tenacious D, which I thought was really cool that Tenacious D and David Cross were on it, because Tenacious D got their start on Mr. Show.
Oh, with Bob and okay. David.
That was where Tenacious D kind of came up. And then a lot of people from the state, David Wayne, Thomas Lennon, mm-hmm. like all these people, Upright Citizen Brigade, a lot of people from that, which I know UCB is still a thing. It's like a Second City kind of thing, but
yeah.
There was a show specifically in the 90s for it. And a lot of the actors from that show are on it. And it's weird as shit. And I, in a good way, I don't know. I can't say.
Yeah, it's I'm out on that one. One that Brian brought to Aberdeen for us to watch was the Nick Frost.
The newer movie with him in it.
No. Episodes, comedy sketches.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't get British humor, I don't get Nick Frost's humor, or it's just bizarre. They are like literally 2-minute sketches, jump cut.
Mm-hmm.
In between each one.
Okay, I want to see these.
The premises are funny. Mm-hmm. There's, one is, Nick is a passenger and his buddy is driving, mm-hmm. and they're playing a car game. And it's the, where they say, shag, marry, kill.
Gotcha.
And so Nick gives him, you know, here's three names. I don't know, Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
And his buddy's like, oh, I love this game. Yeah, I'm going to shag all three. No, that's not how you do it. It's you got to shag one, murder one, marry one. No, I'm going to go with my first answer. Yeah, I'm going to shag all three. And so it's this whole thing of, but then it like seems to end in the middle of, there's no resolution. And I was too tired. I didn't stay up. So I don't know if they come back later
right.
and tie together, or if they just leave stuff hanging. So it,
nice,
it,
nice it, transition.
It would be interesting.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But have you seen his show Hyperdrive?
No.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so I'm out of topics until next week.
Did I derail us from Dungaree? You said that we were going off topic when we talked about the
movies. Well, we were. We were just going off topic and just talking about stuff. I don't know.
I mean, oh, okay. I wanted to make sure that I hadn't cut off a
thought. Oh, no. There's no thought cut off.
Thought.
Yeah, I'd highway. Have to have a thought for you to cut off a thought.
True.
And
yeah.
That's not happening today.
No. Not today.
Mm-mm. So, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening, we may or may not be here next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have...
more filming.
I have filming probably Saturday and Monday, and I have the Middletown public
right.
table read rehearsal from 1 to 5 and the read through from 7 till whenever, so if we do, it'll be late.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
Invent time travel so we can fucking fix this thing.
So And check with our schedulers and see if you're available on some time that we're available, which at this point seems to be sporadic at best.
Or at worst.
Yeah.